Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Sweeper Podcast. Today with you is Arvin and Boss, as always.
Yes, guys. Today we'll be covering about the Manchester team. We'll be talking about Manchester United and Manchester City, so look out for a lot of interesting coverage.
Let's start with Manchester United, Boss. So, yeah. I want to talk about this one particular thing. They signed Van de Beek. So before I go into how good he is as a player, can you tell me what's up with Manchester United? All their fans are so stressed that they need one signing or the other, one marquee player more. What do you think about Manchester United's transfer policy currently?
I mean, they don't seem ambitious enough. Like, I don't think they are ready to go for the top targets. They have been wanting Sancho for a long time. And personally, I think if they really wanted him, they should have paid for it. Like the $120 million that Dortmund is asking for. Just don't ask anything. Just don't make a fuss. Just pay the money, get your man, you know. And that way, improve your team. Like, personally, I think United needs two or three more signings, max. They need a centre back, I think. But that may not be their priority. Their priority
is
actually,
in my opinion.
Well, their priority is actually a winger. And in my eyes, in my view, it's a striker. Like, they need a natural striker. Like, when Lukaku left, Lukaku was a striker. But when he left for Inter, United were left with no strikers. And they are using Anthony Martial and Odion Ighalo. And Ighalo is not good enough to start every game. He's like a rotational player. And Martial is not in his natural position. So they need a striker and they need a winger and a centre back. But the clubs are not moving forward at all. There's no links to anyone. Well, that's links
there
to
is
Sancho.
A rumor. There is links to Sancho, but Sancho looks unlikely. The person who seems likely at this point is Dembele. It's a new rumor that they want him on loan to sign deal, but Barca doesn't want to give him on loan. Barca wants a straight up sell deal or nothing. And it makes sense for both parties because United need a winger and Dembele, he is a risk, of course, but he's not a scrub. He is pretty talented. And if United can get a good deal for him by getting him on loan, it'll be very good for them. My thought is this. Over a striker, they need a center back or a defensive midfielder. Here's the thing. They signed Donny van de Beek. But I don't know if Donny van de Beek is good defensively at all. Because I've seen videos of him. He seems very good going ahead. But Bruno Fernandes is good at pressing. Donny van de Beek can handle himself for pressing. And Pogba is just not good defending. So they need a proper defensive midfield. Right now it's Nemanja Matic. But I don't know if he can keep it up throughout the season. And if he gets injured, I don't know who's going to end up taking over that defensive role. There's so much pressure on the defense because this midfield, once crossing the pressing zone, it's vulnerable. So in my opinion, they should look for a center back. But over a center back, they should look for a CDM. And they should try and get Dembele on loan. And Sancho, I understand what you're trying to say, but here's the thing. United is a club owned with a lot of losses, and the owner will not splash $130 million because it's going out of his pocket. So that's a huge problem going forward right now. And ever since the Glazers took over, Woodward should do something about this. In my opinion, they should have a complete club restructure if they ever want to compete for the league again. They should not be owned. In fact, they should have a separate board from the owners or be self-funded again. That's the only way forward, in my opinion.
Yeah, I totally agree with you with a lot of things, especially with the Donny van de Beek part. Because, see, van de Beek, we all know he's a good player and he is good going forward. But again, if you play a midfield three of Pogba, van de Beek and Bruno Fernandes, I think there's no defensive stability in that midfield. Like, they're going to be so exposed because all of them are good going forwards, but none of them are actually a specialist in defending. That's why I don't think that playing them three together will actually work. But let's see. Like, Ole hasn't actually tried it. But personally, I don't think it'll work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, another thing I'd like to talk about is Ole, since you mentioned. Do you think he's good enough for Man United? There's a lot of talk about this because, first, any problem with Man United is associated with three things, but the two things we'll talk about are, one is Ole, if he is good enough, or two, is his team good enough? The third one, obviously, is the Glazers and how they are on the club. But yeah. About the first two, what do you think? Any problem with Man United or any strength of Man United, is it more of Ole? What do you think about him? Or what do you see in the team that is not allowing Ole to do his best?
Frankly, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has surpassed my expectations since his arrival, to be fair. He has done pretty well. Like, when he first arrived, he was at the wheel. You know, everyone was just saying, Ole is at the wheel and stuff like that. And then his performance came down. But last season, he finished third with United. And as a hater, I mean, as a rival fan of United, I would have to say that they got super lucky to finish third. I mean, they had good performances as well. Like, they had a good run towards the end of the season, like post-COVID. But I'll still say they had a lot of luck in them. And if you see,
this is coming from the word of a Chelsea fan, so don't take much into it. Let me be the voice of reason when it comes to Manchester United fans. They deservedly got third. There you go. Agree, boss.
I do not agree with this 100%. 100%. I cannot agree. People saying that United deserved third place. No.
Just go ahead. I won't accept it, man. Come on. Just go ahead. Just go ahead. Talk. Go to you.
Okay, so now what I think is United, I mean, Ole is a good person, like, is a good manager for Manchester United because he has played under their best manager, Alex Ferguson, and he must have got something from him. And, you know, like, getting Ole back at Old Trafford, like, the player will think that, oh, this guy has played under the greatest manager the club has ever had. He must have some idea. He wants the team to play like how, Ole himself played under Sir Alex. You know, like, maybe these mentalities that Ole brings with him benefits the Manchester United team. What about you?
So, I think the same about Ole, but I have a worry, and this is one which I cannot emphasize enough. Now, yeah. Ole has got fourth and third, but the third problem which I mentioned, the Glazers, they are going to cause trouble. If Ole even one season messes up, and that is very likely because it's a growing team. It's a team he's trying to rebuild. And there might be a season where it goes to sixth place and ends up there. And it could possibly be this season. But if that happens, I fear his job. Although I do that, I really wish that no matter what happens, they keep Ole around for two or three seasons more. This is the problem with football these days. Results are over long-term projects. And I disagree with it wholeheartedly that if United doesn't do well, Ole should be sacked. The first season was acceptable, but right now, if something happens and Ole does not get ahead, I'm 100% sure the Manchester United, the club, will sack Ole, and I do not want that because I truly believe this guy can do something with that club. He has played under Alex. He has played under Sir Alex.
Yeah,
he's very respected. He has surpassed my expectations too by deservedly getting third last season. And you can see some of the signings are so United can do as much as necessary, but we got to appreciate them at the same time that they did get Bruno Fernandes, and that galvanized the team. And since January, they've been firing on all cylinders. They did well in Europa League, although I think they should have won it. They did reach a respectable position. They also reached a respectable position in the league compared to where the team was standing. So that's what I think. Ole has surpassed all expectations. Now, when it comes to the team, though, the second aspect of it, I do not think this team is good enough. I just don't see a balance. In football, you can have a great offense and not have a good defense and end up having problems. That is Chelsea for you. And Barcelona, for example, you could have a great defense and no offense, like most Italian teams there is. My point is that this squad just doesn't seem to have a balance, in my opinion. There are one or two good wingers. There are one or two good midfielders. There is Aaron Wan-Bissaka, who's probably the best center back, but he plays right back. So I don't see a balance in the squad. Yeah. I just don't understand how the squad can mesh together unless they get one or two signings to find that balance. Otherwise, the squad is in for trouble. And the fact that a player like Nemanja Matic, who's getting older, obviously, he, as you dubbed him, best center defensive midfielder at one point, which God knows where that came from. But yeah, he's still a great player, but he's getting older. There's going to be a lot of trouble this year if he gets in. He gets weaker, and already the center back position is weak. Ole is going to have a really difficult job finding balance in the squad, because I just don't see them working together. And I really think that this will be the year Man United is going to fall off a bit more, unless they have a really good January transfer window.
Yeah, I mean, there's still days left for the transfer window, but it's unlikely that they'll get anyone, in my opinion. It's unlikely. The most they can get is another left back, which is not their priority, because Luke Shaw has been doing pretty well. But as you said, their main issue is finding the balance in the team. The imbalance in that team is just unbelievable. Like, the midfield, the defense, the attack, they are really good going forward, and they play beautiful football attacking, like Martial, your Rashford, your Greenwoods. Like, these players are really good attacking, and they get United goals. And last season, post-COVID, United performed well, because they actually kind of found the balance in the Matic and Pogba. Like, okay, we saw that Bruno Fernandes was playing extremely well, but I personally think that Nemanja Matic was kind of like the engine of that form that United got into. You know, he was screening everything. He was protecting the defense. He was allowing the attackers, the Manchester United offensive players, to actually go forward without having to actually track back, because they know that Nemanja is there to sweep everything up, to clear everything, to intercept, cut, block. But as you said, he's getting older, and it's going to be hard for him to, you know, maintain the standards for all the 38 games. And thus, I think United is still far from challenging for the title.
And finding the right balance. Let's go to the other team from Manchester. The second team, as they used to call it, but now it's very clearly on top.
Yes.
Let's talk about Manchester City for a bit, because it's kind of funny here. So Manchester City started off good, and then ended up having that horrible loss where Eric Garcia, God knows what he was doing. I think he's just trying to find his way to join Barcelona somehow by tackling them in the box. It's kind of funny to watch. They have such a good squad, yet they can't. They need center backs. They need a center back. And I have one clear, perfect option waiting to be signed by them. But I don't even know if they're linked to him right now. It's Dayot Upamecano. Upamecano is so good. He is the perfect ball-playing defender. And he plays for Leipzig, a team that has a manager who literally followed Pep's ideology. Upamecano will be... He's strong. He's physical. He is good with the ball. He's exactly what Manchester City needs. He's exactly what Pep needs. Pep should, at all costs, even getting that Arab money to go for 40 million or 400 million, he should get Upamecano, in my opinion. Next season, God forbid, I hope not, but they might end up getting Messi. So that's a whole different thing altogether. But this season, right now, they need Upamecano. I don't see any other center back filling that role. I only see that if they get this player, they're, in my opinion, going to win this league. No matter what, Pep just needs that center back. He just needs a physical ball playing center back.
I think they got one. I mean, I don't know if you haven't heard, but they actually signed.
I know, obviously, but here's the thing. I just don't think he's good enough. I don't think he's young. He's good.
But yeah, I totally agree. Like, Upamecano is a really bright prospect. He's young, he's strong, he's good with the ball. He's like a leader on the pitch as well. Like, he's the main, what do you say? He's the core of Leipzig's defense.
Reminds you of a Vincent Kompany.
Yeah, like, you know, like Man City, they're a team that are afraid of counterattacks. And they were able to be successful because they had Fernandinho, who would intercept, or, as we all know, do tactical fouls to stop these counterattacks. But Fernandinho is too old to be doing that job 38 games a year. And they got Rodri, who isn't as good as Fernandinho in that role. Or not even close to as good as him.
I don't think that's Rodri's role. But yeah, go ahead.
I think that's why Man City struggled last season. The defensive issues, not signing a replacement for Vincent Kompany, and they got hit by tons of injuries with Mendy again, Laporte, and so many players, defensive players who were injured, and Fernandinho had to play as a centre back for most of the seasons. And yeah, I think they really lack in that part. And as you said, they signed Nathan Ake to provide depth and a left-footed centre-back. And recently, they just signed Ruben Dias from Benfica. And yes. Dias is... I wouldn't say he's like the complete article, but he is a bright prospect as well. Maybe people don't see him as much as Upamecano, but he is physically strong. Yes. I'm not sure if he's that good with the ball, but I'm sure Pep will make him into a good ball-playing defender. And let's see, like, really. I mean, the game that City lost to Leicester, they conceded three penalties. Two were from the fullbacks, and one was from Eric Garcia. I mean, that is unacceptable for a top team, to concede three penalties by defensive errors, by individual errors, actually, from these fullbacks, like Mendy and... Kyle Walker. I mean, another problem I think is their fullbacks. Like, we all know that fullbacks in Pep's plan is really important, but lately they haven't been performing well. Like, for example, Benjamin Mendy. When he first joined Man City, he looked really good. He was so good going forward. He was quick at tracking back. He was, yeah, like, we all thought he was the perfect left back. And then he got hit by injuries. And since coming back, like, he hasn't had the best of forms. And Kyle Walker also had two really good seasons. Last season, I don't think it was his best season. And this season as well, he didn't start off the season that well. And Joao Cancelo hasn't also hit the ground running at City compared to when he was at Juventus. So I personally think that fullback is also another problem that they have. What about you? What do you think?
I agree with you on the fullback part, especially Mendy. He was so good coming in. He was such a team guy. But he got injured and he's never been the same. I don't know if he'll be the same or he can find that same form. If he does, it'll be really good for them. Here's the thing. I still think it's not fullback. I think they need one more center back. I don't know if they have... I don't care if they have four center backs or five center backs. They need quality right now. Otherwise, Liverpool is going to take the season, snatch it right back. Again... Once more, like last season. Last season, their main problem was defensive side over offensive side. They have Kevin De Bruyne. They have it sorted, that forward line. Now, going to the defense, though, that is, in my opinion, the biggest problem. That is, in my opinion, the centre-back role. They need Upamecano. They need that strength starting. Now, if Upamecano joins, he would be starting there. He would start. And Ake, all respect to him, he can even play fullback. And he plays fullback well. So that would give Pep more options to work with. That would give Pep enough options to work with. And yeah, just getting that center back. That's, in my opinion, having Ake also playing fullback, having Mendy, having Joao Cancelo and Kyle Walker on the right side. Kyle Walker is really good still. Maybe not as good as two seasons back when he was doing crazy goal line saves, but he's still good. Let's see. My expectation for City this season is still, even if they don't get the center back, is to win the league. they just have way too many options. And now that they got a couple of center backs, they should be able to coast through, mm-hmm. provided that they don't make those mistakes. But Pep is a master at managing that way. He can easily sort out a problem as soon as he sees it. And he saw that there was a problem last game. So let's see how they do. Yeah. And my expectation for City still, without the signing of Upamecano, is that they will win the league. But it's not the league I'm concerned about. It's the Champions League. It's what they've been aiming for every year, but just can't get there. To definitely. Win the Champions League, in my opinion, it's Upamecano or no Champions League again this year. And as for United, I'll be surprised this year if they fall in the top six. I just don't see a balance in that squad. It might be surprising, and I actually made a prediction that they'll finish third earlier in the season. But watching them, I just don't see Donny van de Beek helping them defensively, and I don't see the center backs helping them defensively too.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I just can't predict Manchester United is going to finish in the top four. I'll be surprised if they finish in the top five. And top six is more of a reasonable expectation because I just don't see them having a balance.
I mean, yeah, like United, from how the club is going forward right now, even if they finish in the top, that's, I would say that's a successful season. I mean, well, if you look at, yeah, like if you look at all the teams right now, Everton, who is having a fantastic start with Dominic Calvert-Lewin and Hermes Rodriguez taking EPL by storm, and Arsenal, who is looking great under Arteta. It seems like they're actually taking what Arteta is planning, and they're performing really well in all aspects. Wolverhampton as well, good side. I think they'll definitely finish in the top six. And
yeah, but
and Chelsea as well, man. Like Chelsea haven't hit the ground running, but I mean, come on, they haven't hit the ground running, but that they will finish in top four. So if you talk about it, Chelsea, Wolves, Arsenal. Oh, we forgot Tottenham as well. Tottenham and Everton. These teams will most likely, from the look of it, in my opinion at least, finish above United. And where would United be placed?
Yeah, just seventh, I guess. Sixth. See, I don't think Wolverhampton has it after they gave Diego Jota stupidly away. To their rivals, to Liverpool, who's aiming for the league again. They've sorted it out now. I don't see a weakness in Liverpool's front three anymore.
Yeah.
The only problem which could occur to them now, which can hinder their season, is if Van Dijk or Alisson gets injured and Atletico happens again. Yeah, but all honesty, Liverpool is now sorted because of Wolverhampton selling Diego Jota. Now, coming back to our main two, the Manchester teams. Manchester City, Pep has to win this league this season at all costs. They went out, they got centre-backs. I'm sure with Pep's approval, they got those centre-backs because Pep is very good at scouting and they wouldn't do it without his opinion. Obviously, Pep has not complained about his squad. It is a really good squad. It's just mistakes which he needs to start. So if he doesn't win the league this season, then we have to seriously reconsider if Pep is the top two or top three manager in the world. Because with this squad, a manager has to win the league and has to get ahead in the Champions League and defeat Lyon. And United, top six, hopefully. Top five will be a surprise. Top four will be, oh God, if they finish top four this season, it'll be a big surprise. Top five is a success. Getting fifth position at this point is a success for them. Top four, oh God, it'll be like, it'll just be like what Everton is doing and getting third, because I think Everton's squad is better than United's squad at this point. Have more balance at least.
Yeah,
Everton's squad has more balance than United's squad. So, yeah, let's see. Where do you predict United were going to finish again?
I predicted them fourth. But from the look of it, I think I'll still give them sixth. I'll give them sixth.
Me too. Sixth. Sixth is, a reasonable prediction in my opinion.
Yeah.
And they should be happy if they get sixth and not sack Ole, hopefully.
Yeah, and I mean, from the look of it, the Champions League draw have also been made, and we'll be covering about this in our next episode, so please look out for it. And if you guys enjoyed this episode, please do like and subscribe.
Thank you so much, guys. See you next week.